It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Trump administration announced layoffs on Friday for parts of the Department of Education, which included offices responsible for overseeing special education.
The Office of Special Education and Rehabilitative Services administers programs that support students with disabilities, and it monitors states to make sure they comply with the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.
The reduction in workforce comes just weeks after the Trump administration cut funding for Wisconsin grant that supports the recruiting and development of special education teachers.
The Trump administration has said that these changes are part of a wider effort to turn education over to states. We're checking in on what these layoffs and cuts mean for special education in the state.
There are still some open questions about the legality of the layoffs. Heidi Siebert is Director of Special Education for Cooperative Educational Service Agency No. 7, known as CESA 7, also an education partner for the Wisconsin Special Education Mediation System. Heidi, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you delve into for us what this Federal Office of Special Education and Rehabilitative Services does, especially when it comes to special education here in Wisconsin?
Wow. Well, overall, OSERS and OSEP, they oversee the state implementation of the provisions of IDEA. So if people don't know what IDEA is, that's the federal law. It's the 50th anniversary, 1975. It was first passed, the Individuals with Disabilities in Education Act, which is a federal law that establishes the rights of students with disabilities and their families to be provided with a free, appropriate public education in the least restrictive environment. It oversees the development of IEPs. And then where I come in as part of the mediation system is the rights of students and parents when there's disputes that arise. And so these layoffs coupled with the other cuts that have been made could potentially be devastating to the oversight and the ability of parents and schools to get remedy when things arise.
Right. That's part of these layoffs, the people that a parent might go to at the federal level to say, hey, Wisconsin's dropping the ball on implementing this IDEA Act for my kid. That's part of what's going away. Do I have that right?
Well, it could. I mean, when you look at what has been put out, that there might be two people left to manage a department that used to be almost 500. They not only oversee the compliance of states like Wisconsin and all of our states, but also the budget. And we have to apply every year for IDEA funds, flow through funds to help support our students with disabilities, where state and local funding, it makes up where they fall short.
The argument for this and some other changes in the education department in general from the Trump administration is, hey, we want a lighter federal footprint. We're going to let the states take more responsibility for handling these kind of things. Can Wisconsin just step up and do what the federal government has been doing when it comes to special education?
Well, Wisconsin already does. I'm proud. I'm starting my 25th year in special education in Wisconsin. And just to give a little history lesson, Chapter 115, our special ed law for the state of Wisconsin, was actually passed 2 years before IDEA. So Wisconsin has always had a commitment to our students with disabilities and our families. However, this is a federal law. It's a civil rights law. And so while Wisconsin might step up, what about the other students? 7.5 million students in our country that have disabilities. And so it's not just, I'm not worried about Wisconsin, but I am worried about each and every student across the country.
Something that may hit a little closer to home. We mentioned that grant funding cut just a few weeks back, I think, from the Trump administration that went to special education teacher training and recruitment in the state. What was that funding being used for?
Oh, that was a huge blow to us. I actually, as part of my role at CESA 7, I oversee the grant. It's called the Wisconsin Attracting and Retaining Special Education Induction Program. And while we can still do our first year teachers, it was a blow to our second and third year teachers, supporting them in their roles. We know based on research and data in Wisconsin that only 55% of teachers remain after 7 years. And it's even higher or lower for special ed teachers. And so this was devastating. Again, Wisconsin stepped up and filled that gap for most of the parts, but we still had the Whitewater program, the residency and teacher residency program cut, and some other modules and basically work to get the word out about how great it is to be a special educator and how needy we are in that area to support our students with disabilities.
How needy are we in this area? Are schools having trouble hiring and then retaining special education teachers?
Absolutely. Right now, I think we have over 300 in our program across the state, brand new special ed teachers. And where maybe 20 years ago, a lot of them were coming out of traditional programs, they're not anymore. We're recruiting out of all walks of life to become teachers, all teachers. We have a shortage, but specifically in special education. And the irony of this, to some regard, is we have this crisis of autism, let's say, that has been brought up, that we have to do more and we have to figure autism out while also cutting the very people on the ground that are supporting our students with autism. And so, yeah, it's crisis level.
Heidi, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Heidi Siebert, Director of Special Education for CESA 7, with us today to share how Trump administration cuts and layoffs in the Department of Education could affect special education here in Wisconsin. Now we turn our attention to the experiences of people with disabilities in Wisconsin and how the special education system affects them. Sydney Badeau is chair of the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. Sydney, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What was your reaction when you heard about these federal cuts to departments that oversee special education law?
Yeah, my first reaction was that it is going to be devastating for kids who are in special education, receiving special education services, especially if things aren't followed through with IEPs or accommodations that need to happen, and they don't have anyone at the federal level to go to.
And I understand you have a personal experience with special education support in schools. Can you share some of your story and how that affected your education?
Sure. I was in special education from kindergarten through my senior year in high school. It affected my education by being able to have the proper accommodations needed to succeed. I had accommodations to allow me to be in regular education classes and do the same work as my peers, but sometimes my work was modified so that it was easier. And today I also work for two nonprofit organizations, as well as being chair for the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. And part of that is due to the great work that was done when I was in special education.
What would your school experience have been like, do you think, without that support, or if there had been less support or fewer teachers available?
If I had less support or if there was fewer teachers available, I think that I would not have had the same experience growing up in school. And I probably wouldn't have been able to have the same experience as I had and getting the same quality education to be where I'm at today.
What kind of power do parents and guardians have to advocate for their child's educational needs and those individualized education plans? What can parents do, caregivers do, to advocate for their kids who need these kind of supports?
Sure. Caregivers or parents can advocate for their kids who need this kind of supports by contacting their school superintendent, or they can contact their legislators, especially contacting the congressional representatives in their district so that they know what's going on and how the cuts at the special education level are impacting the students, because they don't know what's happening unless people let them know.
We just heard from Heidi Siebert with CISA 7, that she made the case that Wisconsin, compared to other states, does pretty well with providing special education services. From your perspective, do you think Wisconsin is doing a pretty good job? Where might there be room for improvement?
I do think Wisconsin is doing a pretty good job. I'm not sure where there can be room for improvement right now.
We also heard from Heidi about the need for special education teachers, and part of what she does is try to make the case for teachers to consider special education. If you had a chance to talk to the teachers of the future, Sydney, what would you say about the value of going into special education?
Yeah. So the value of going into special education would be the impact of improving the lives of kids with disabilities, because everybody has the opportunity to succeed. They just might need some accommodations or modifications to how they learn, so that way they can be the best student that they can possibly be. Because sometimes accommodations make the world of difference.
Sydney, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Sydney Bedeau, chair of the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. She was with us today to share her experience receiving special education support. Earlier, we heard from CISA 7 Director of Special Education, Heidi Siebert, about how Department of Education layoffs could impact special education in Wisconsin. And we want to hear from you. Is this an issue that affects you or a loved one, a family member, or maybe students of yours if you are in education? Are you concerned about the future of support at the federal level for special education programs and enforcement of civil rights law when it comes to people with disabilities in schools? Email us at wisconsintoday@wpr.org with your concerns, maybe your experiences. Again, that's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.